stiff as Herman Munster, classic as Bobby's kitten, Mitt Romney has been described as insincere and apparently devoid of charm in the British press, which has dubbed him this morning Mitt the Twit. They treat the Mister like a jokester. At last, it is hard to take a man seriously who comes across the oceans to see the Olympic Games but swears that he will not watch his wife's incredible dancing horse perform in the dressage. As is usually the case when he's allowed to speak freely, Mitt's mouth quickly got him in trouble. Since his comment about the horse suggested he's either a bad husband or a bad liar, Mitt is damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. One witty British rag called him a big pile of Mitt. Thus far, the Mister has gone over like a lead balloon with the British press in public. He's a figure of ridicule in the press, and even the political elite that he wanted so desperately to impress find him something of a joke. In response to Mitt's misguided criticism of the way the Brits were handling the games, the Prime Minister reminded him in a nationally televised public statement that they were presenting the Olympic Games in London, one of the world's busiest cities. But of course it's easier to organize the Olympic Games in the middle of nowhere, boldly referring to Mitt's beloved Utah. Yet the comments that raised the gravest doubts about Mitt's character and sincerity during his London sojourn remains his public announcement that he will not watch his wife's horse perform, even though he's part owner. And it's a great honor to have a horse representing your country in the Olympics. I sure wish it was me. That's why I believe spurning his wife's beautiful prancing horse is a ruse, a transparent and hypocritical attempt to shed his Richie Rich persona, to pretend he's down with Joe Sixpack and the boys in his disdain for the follies of the bourgeoisie. Mitt's act might fool the British and some Americans who know nothing of horses, but he ain't fooling me. Those who identify with the European elite choose the dressage. Those who identify with American working men prefer the rodeo, a game of American invention, like basketball. That's the long and the short of it. Since I'm a D-class A radical intellectual who is accustomed to breaking rules and disturbing long-standing protocol, I've been riding horses, English equestrian, and Western styles for over 50 years, so I know whereof I speak. Hence, Mitt the Twit exposes his true identity, even as he fervently works 24/7 to disguise it. From New York City, this is Playfellow Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.